فاشرف بالاشتغال بالعلم ولا تبغي به ما عشت يا ذا بدلا ويا له من شرف عظيم.
You know, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked, how do you know if your Ramadan was accepted? How do you know if your Ramadan was accepted? He said, a person, he carries this on after the month of Ramadan. Whatever the ibadah that he was doing, let's just say he started practicing, he started clothing himself, or the girl started clothing herself in the month of Ramadan. She carries this on after it. She started wearing the hijab, the jilbab, after the Ramadan, it carries on. He stayed away from a certain act, it carries on. That's how you know if your Ramadan, it's from the alamat, of how you know that your Ramadan was accepted. And as we mentioned yesterday, inshallah ta'ala, before I move on to some of the matters pertaining to salat, how to go about praying it, what is wajib, what is not, in regards to the men, especially with all this fitna that is going on, we have a way that the Salaf, they behaved when it came on the day of Eid. And it's incumbent that we mention it. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala was from the tremendous of the Tabi'een. Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said on the day of Eid, Sufyan al-Thawri, he said to us, "Inna awwala ma nabda'u bihi min yawmina hada ghadd al-basar." The first thing we're going to start with is lowering our gaze. The first thing that we're going to start with is lowering our gaze. Why? Because they knew that if they can't control their eyes, it is going to corrupt their heart. And this is why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said regarding the statement of Allah, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Why did Allah Azza wa Jal say, tell the believing men to lower his gaze and then safeguard your private part? Then after that, safeguard your private part. The first thing that was mentioned was lowering their gaze. Why? Because if a person lowers his gaze, it might reach a stage, it might be impossible for a person to go to zina. How can a person that is blind, something that might not ever happen, it might happen, but it's very, very rare, a blind man now to go and commit zina. It starts with the eyes, then it starts with the tongue, chirping, and then after that, the hand movement, and then the feet that walks to it, and all of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, each part of the body here, zina al-aynayn al-nadhar, wa zina al-lisan al-nutq, wa zina al-yad al-batsh, wa zina al-qadam al-mashi. The zina of the eyes is looking, the zina of the tongue is chirping, talking. And the zina of the hand is what's stretching out to her and touching her. Or maybe walking around with her, holding hands. And the zina of the feet is you walking to that girl. It is impossible for a person to do that act without actually looking. Hence why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, أَصْلُ أَصِيلٍ فِي حِفْظِ الْقَلْبِ. It is from the fundamentals of when it comes to safeguarding your heart. It is the fundamental. أصل أصيلين. He never just said أصلون. He said from even the fundamentals that we have, the origin of it is that one lowers his gaze, and what happens? He ends up safeguarding his heart, preserving his heart, if he lowers his gaze. And Hassan ibn Sinan, and we mentioned this again yesterday as well, when he went out on Eid, he came back, his wife said to him, how many beautiful women did you look at today? He goes out and he came back, how many beautiful women did you look at today? Something normal for the woman, she's very, very jealous. Sa'adi. She carried on, she repeated it time and time again. فَأَكْثَرَتْ عَلَيْهِ, as it came in the narration. He said, مَا خَرَجْتُ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَنْظُرُ فِي إِبْهَامِي وَرَجَعْتُ وَأَنَا أَنْظُرُ فِي إِبْهَامِي. I never left the house except that I was looking at my thumb. And I came back and I was looking at my thumb. So he left and he came back like that, looking at his thumb. People might think you're crazy, but at the same time, it takes one look. It takes one look for you to look at a girl that is very pretty. And the fact that you're constantly thinking about it, and it corrupts a person's heart.